until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Joining me on the line now is technical commentator Trent Geddes. He's coming in to talk about the latest developments in the technical world. Trent, good morning.
Good morning, Mitchell.
So the first story you had was this story about Telstra phone booths. What are they going to be used for now?
Yeah, you might have already heard this in the news. Telstra is going to repurpose the old phone booths into Wi-Fi hotspots. It's an idea to blanket public spaces with internet, because that's the widely used technology these days.
Mm.
They reckon they'll have 100 of these up and running in some sort of trial basis in the next few weeks, and maybe even up to 1,000 by Christmas time. And there's some really iconic places that they're going to roll out to in the first trials. Bondi Beach, Bourke Street Mall in Melbourne, Queen Street Mall in Brisbane, and even Perth in their central business district. Then they're going to roll them out regionally following that.
So
apparently it's going to be free, so it's...
Yeah, so if you've got your smartphone and you're using it near one of these phone booths, you get free Wi-Fi internet.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's awesome. And what's happening with this nude image scandal? It started out with Apple's iCloud service, didn't it?
Yes, yeah. Some celebrities were storing some images on iCloud and managed to get their service hacked. And, of course, Apple was copping flack for that. But now Google's getting a bit of flack because they're linking to some of the images that people have actually publicly exposed. They've received correspondence from a group of attorneys saying that it's despicable and reprehensible that they're providing an aggregate for these images, and they reckon that Google's been making millions by having the material available, which really isn't the case. It's just a search engine. It's providing a link to other items.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And also the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, one of the big things is just how big the iPhone 6 Plus is. It's like a small tablet, isn't it? I mean, are people finding it hard to manoeuvre?
They call it a phablet,
yes.
Usually. Some people find it a bit challenging. I'm an owner of one myself, but it's not the only 5.5-inch screen out there. Samsung's got their versions, and I believe in the next few weeks as well, Sony's got one coming out as well. Some people are finding them hard to put in their pockets. So some clothing brands like J.Crew, Levi's and L.L. Bean are actually looking at revamping their designs to suit these phablets. So they've got somewhere to store them in their pocket, and hopefully not the back pocket either.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of getting one, so I actually had to go into the Apple store the other day just to see if it was going to fit in my pocket.
Yeah, well, I've actually had no issue with putting them in my pocket, so I don't know whether I'm just buying, reasonable size pocket pants or what, but yeah, it's working for me so far.
And what's this story about them bending? Is that a credible story, do you think?
It's only credible if you're talking people who are actually physically bending them, or they're sticking them in their back pockets with no protection. Really, it's quite an expensive phone, so... Mm. If you're putting that sort of money on a phone, you would make sure it's protected with a case and a screen protector, and you wouldn't be sitting on it in your back pocket either.
Yes, which goes for all smartphones. And last of all,
yeah.
JP Morgan, Chase & Co, they've been victims of a cyber attack?
Yeah, the New York-based banks had a cyber attack from some Russian nationals who have penetrated apparently quite a few major networks in the US and also some other international locations. They've apparently managed to get the names, addresses, phone numbers and emails of around 76 million household customers and 7 million small businesses. It's certainly not a small number, but JP Morgan is saying that there's no evidence of them breaching account numbers, passwords, social security numbers or date of birth. But that still is a bit of concern because, you can get a bit done really with names, addresses and phone numbers.
Absolutely. Well, Trent, thank you so much for joining us. We'll speak to you again next week with some really interesting stories from the technical world there.
Excellent.
Thanks. Trent Geddes, technical commentator.